I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, another food milestone, Chick-fil-A turns 40. But first... In 1907, Theodore Roosevelt was the president of the United States. Oklahoma became the 46th state, and the first helicopter took to the skies. Einstein introduced his theory of relativity, and this song was really popular.
Bon, bon, birdie, the chocolate drop. That's me.
And among the other notable events of 1907 was the creation of a tasty treat called the Hershey Kiss. With us to celebrate the 100th anniversary of one of our favorite treats is Michelle Glackler. She is Vice President and General Manager of the Hershey Experience, and she joins us from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Tell me a little bit about Milton Hershey, the founder of the Hershey Company. As I understand it, he never got beyond the fourth grade, and his father was a traveling salesman. He had moved a lot as a kid. He had very little education. How is it that he started selling and making his own chocolate?
Well, he started making his own caramels in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and he sold out of carts and he sold on the streets. It was a very small kind of door-to-door business.
He introduced the Hershey Bar in 1903. So who came up with the idea for the Hershey Kiss?
Well, the Hershey Kiss, introduced in 1907, is something that Milton Hershey had a dream to make these small bite-sized, wonderful, delicious Kiss bite-sized chocolates. And he had the manufacturing equipment to do that. And since he had already established himself in Hershey, Pennsylvania, it was just a natural thing that came together.
Is the original recipe any different from what we taste today?
We have used the same recipe for Hershey Kisses since 1907. And in fact, they have been produced continuously since 1907 with just one interruption. And that was during World War II when they needed the foil for the war.
I was going to ask about that. Is the presentation the same as it was then? Because I must tell you, that's my only beef. The little wrapper thing, it drives me crazy when I'm trying to get my chocolate on. So has it always been the little wrapper thing?
It has always been the iconic foil wrapper, the shape of the Kiss, and of course, that all-important Kiss plume, which now today, Michelle, actually we use to denote different flavors of the Kisses or different sentiments that people want to express to each other.
I still want to know a little bit more about the history, though. What was the impetus behind the idea of the Kiss? Was it that he wanted something cheaper than the chocolate bar?
I don't know if it was necessarily cheaper, as it was more about the bite-sized piece that you get, which makes it highly different than a chocolate bar. And the other thing about chocolate is when you taste chocolate, the size of the piece or the thickness of the piece really makes a difference in how it feels in your mouth and the experience that you get. So it's more about the size and the shape of that perfect chocolate treat.
I still don't understand how he got from selling caramels on a cart to having his own factory, because as I think we mentioned earlier, he was not a man of means. He was very much self-made. So how did it happen? Do you know?
Well, I do know that he wanted to do something. He had a passion for chocolate. He wanted to do chocolate. And he set up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, which at the time was Dairy Township, because of the readiness of all the ingredients that he needed, most importantly, the fresh milk. So that was part of his dream. And even though he was a businessman that had tried many businesses in the past, he had a particular vision for the Hershey milk chocolate bar and, in a sense, what is the town today.
Now, you mentioned that the Kiss has been produced without interruption except for a period during World War II.
That's correct.
The foil was needed. What was the foil used for?
Well, this was actually from 1942 to 1949. The silver foil was rationed during the wartime period. So I can only imagine what they needed it for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And was that a big trauma when they had to stop making Kisses for a while?
Well, I think people understood why, and we certainly made other things. And in fact, we made items that we sent over to soldiers.
Hershey bars.
Made them a little
yeah,
different.
Chocolate bars.
Yes,
were
ration bars. Exactly.
Yeah, ration bars. I think that, you know, there are men in my family who served in World War II who have stories about, you know, ration bars, which I think became a kind of currency and
yes.
also emblematic of kind of the American way, you know, because they were given to local kids and as a kind of a sign of welcome. So sure, that's pretty famous. Michelle, how many kisses do you sell every year?
Gosh, you know, I don't know every year. I know we sell 1.5 billion alone on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And I know okay, here, we could do the math. We make 80 million kisses every day.
Every day?
Every day we make 80 million kisses.
Wow. And Michelle, how many can you eat at one sitting?
Michelle can eat. Actually, I have my favorites, and I have I like to rotate between the different flavors of kisses. But
you're dodging my question. How many can you eat at one sitting? Fess up.
Yes, I've been known to eat a good dozen or a baker's dozen.
Well, happy anniversary, Hershey Kiss.
Well, thank you very
much. The
kids
of the world, thank you. Who are we kidding? The adults of the world.
Well, and that's what we find is kids and adults love Hershey Kisses. And Hershey Kisses really with that unmistakable shape and the symbol of affection. You know, we actually have special message kisses, things that say happy birthday, just married, congratulations. We have a special black foil Hershey Kiss. Can you imagine what that says?
No.
That's over the hill.
Do you really think that people are going to pause long enough to read the messages when they're trying to get to that chocolate?
Well, I
Come
think
on.
What we find is people give them to other folks as a sentiment and as a, you know, just as a term of affection and endearment.
Michelle Glackler is vice president of the Hershey Experience. She joins us from WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you for celebrating with us.
Yes, happy anniversary, Hershey Kiss.